Everyone gather round.
I should just start at the beginning.
What day of the week is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
What are your plans for the weekend?
Doing absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Sounds exciting.
Okay, where was I?
End of the week.
Friday. Who's ready to party?
Okay, finally.
It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And boy, the more they let this guy named Biden out talking, it really shows the ignorance of the left and what they are trying to make people believe. I mean, seriously, this is just incredible. 884-9910. Got the phone lines open if there's something that you'd like to talk about today, but I do want to congratulate Steve from Reno. Picked up those chocolate-covered strawberries for Mother's Day from the chocolate shop in Glorious Gardnerville and the Rayleigh Shopping Center there. Now, you can only pick those up between the 6th, let me double check on this. I think it's the 7th and the 9th because that's how fresh they are. That's right. They have to be picked up between May 7th and the 9th only because, you know, strawberries go bad. They don't want those things sitting around. That's the beauty of the chocolate shop. Locally owned, locally operated, fresh ingredients. It's good stuff. I'm starting to think I need a chocolate fix here. Maybe that'll cure all. That'll get rid of this virus. That would be perfect. All right. Let's get back to this. Joe Biden, if you didn't hear his speech yesterday in Duluth, Georgia, he traveled with his nurse there, you know, his wife, Jill. That's basically what she is for him. He actually had the audacity to suggest that only white Americans have bought homes, built equity, and passed down wealth through generations. Only white Americans. Okay. Luther Mack, I hope you're listening to this. Because I guess you don't count. I guess Herman Cain doesn't count. I guess anybody else in the history of this country who is Hispanic, Black, Native American, Asian, the melting pot that we are, this is the determination of the left to destroy white America. Because he has this fundamental belief in his head, being a wealthy white male, by the way, who has built all of his wealth by you, the taxpayer. Because he's never produced anything. He's always worked on the government dole. Yet he's become a millionaire. Yet he owns homes. Only white Americans have bought homes, built equity, and passed down wealth through generations. That's what the left wants you to believe. The division that they create is really disgusting. And I don't know which is worse, the fact that people buy into it or the fact that people keep pushing it. I'm white. I don't know anything else. Sorry. Not sorry. I love my parents. I love my heritage. My husband and I worked our butts off. Sacrificed. Learned investments to own a home. That was our goal. That's how you do it. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter your race, your religion, or your past. Your past does not dictate who you will become. It might play a part of it, but it does not dictate who you will be if you put your mind to it. Let's go to the talk and text lines because this woman is working harder than anybody I know. Her partner in crime, Cindy Martinez, right now joining us, Melanie Sutton from Nevada Grassroots Patriots. Melanie, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. And I can't find Cindy. I think her phone's dead.
Well, for as much as you guys do on the phone and getting everybody together and all your texting, that, you know, that's fine. We'll just chat with you today. So what is happening in the world of county takeovers and realizations that, you know, we're not in a pandemic. We should not be shut down. We should not be forced to wear masks. And I know you've got another county that you're working with as well, but let's talk about Washoe County because Washoe County meets next week.
Yes, Washoe County meets on Monday. They're doing a special session for COVID. So we're trying to get as many people there as possible. To at least ask people to be there at 9:30. I'll have the public comment cards for everybody to fill out to be able to turn in. So Lucy and Hartung even say that all these restrictions and stuff make no sense, but they still continue to vote to keep these restrictions.
Well, you have to appease the people somehow. You know, you tell people one thing and then you do another. So to me, that's just the typical politician. And if they can't make decisive votes, then they shouldn't be in there.
I agree. And the thing is they know dang well that if Washoe County opens, the entire state of Nevada opens. Because no other county will be able to be shut down, including Clark County, if Washoe County opens.
So you honestly believe that if Washoe County takes the stand, that Clark County would follow, even though they're the larger, more powerful county?
Exactly. Because if Washoe County opens, all these other conservative counties will open, and then Clark County will have to open.
Okay. That makes sense. So how do we get Washoe County to open then?
We need as many people as possible to be there Monday, 9:30 in the morning, to flood the place. Because sometimes we'll have 100-plus people. Sometimes we'll have only 6 people. But if we had like 300-plus people and we wasted 3 minutes of their time, each of us, they're going to be sitting there for 2 to 5 hours extra. They have family, don't they?
Well, yeah, but I think that they put up with that. But what happened at the last meeting where we actually had people signed up to be there and everything, and then all of a sudden they canceled the meeting at the last minute?
That is true. That's probably why.
I believe it is. We just had the example of Arizona. You know, parents showing up to the school board, they canceled the meeting. This is what people do when they are confronted with what they don't want to deal with, they just cancel the meeting.
Yeah, but if we keep doing it, keep on top of it, and if we have a consecutive or constant amount of people going, I mean, it might make a difference. And that happened in Washoe County School Board meeting. We had 100-plus people show up at 3 meetings ago. And since then, the last 2 meetings, they have been doing it by Zoom.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a perfect example of the difference that people make when you actually show up, because they can't handle it. They can't take the reality that people are disagreeing with them and that people are upset, you know, not only with the mask mandates for the schools, but getting these kids back into classes, the whole critical race theory. More and more schools across the country are banning critical race theory, and yet Washoe County still on board. So what do people need to prepare for Monday?
So what we ask everybody, if we ask everybody to speak, and if anything, if they don't know what to say, just say we demand that the health emergency be lifted. I mean, my 9-year-old daughter has gone the last few times and has spoken to the commissioners.
How do we get people to understand the importance, Melanie? I mean, we've been doing this for so long. It's been almost a year and a half now.
Right. I don't know. People are just going along to get along. I mean, my husband works at the casinos. He does elevators, and he's been wearing just a mesh mask. And he was at one of the casinos yesterday, and it was underneath his nose. And one of the ladies like, "You need to pull that over your nose." And he looks at her and pulls it over his nose, and his beard is sticking out of the mesh. It's like, "Oh, is this better?"
I just, you know, there are so many people out there that I wish just would mind their own business. You know, I just don't understand it, Melanie, how things have changed that people feel so comfortable getting up into other people's businesses. And yet, on one aspect, we go along to get along. And then on the other hand, it's, you know, get out of my junk. It's just,
yeah,
it's got to drive you crazy. All right. So this is a special meeting. It is Monday, Washoe County Commissioners. If you want to make a difference, if you want to have this nonsense stopped, ended, get it over with now, get in front of the Washoe County Commissioners. I don't care what Von Hartung and Bob Lucy say to your face. Oh, I hate these men, you know. Then vote to get them over with.
Yes.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It is.
All right. So what's happening next week now?
So obviously there's the regular commissioner meeting, which is on the 11th. But on Saturday, May 15th, we are going to be celebrating Lander County being the first constitutional county in Nevada. So there's going to be a big old rally in Lander County May 15th at noon, and Joey Gilbert will be there, Simone Gold will be there, of course the Freedom Angels will be there, and then I believe Sheriff Mack will be presenting an award. Yes.
What does this mean for Lander County, a constitutional county? What is that?
They have absolutely no restrictions. They're 100% open. And the commissioners voted on it. I spoke to Commissioner Clark yesterday. He called me. So the commissioners they opened the county 100%, just like our commissioners can do for Washoe County.
That's incredible.
Where
is all of this going on?
So it's going to be in Lander County, and at the it's going to be at the Convention Center in Lander County, I think is what it's called. And there's going to be music, there's going to be food, barbecue, bounce houses, a swimming pool, horseshoes, basketball, volleyball, and a bunch of vendors.
Wow, that's
yeah.
That actually sounds really cool. So for people who don't know, that's Battle Mountain, that area. So again,
it's in Battle Mountain,
It goes back to, you know, Do you even know where Lander County is? Do you know the people of Lander County? You know, this is Nevada. Lander County is Nevada. We need to go and support this event. And thank goodness I am on the mend, because I can say wholeheartedly, I'm going to be there.
Awesome. And then also just on, so we're going to be doing a flag run there, trying to collect as many Nevadans as possible. Meet us at the Sparks Nugget at 7:30 in the morning, and we're going to be leaving at 8 o'clock sharp. I've spoken to our leads in Fernley, Fallon. I'm talking to Carson, Douglas County, and South Shore, and we're trying to get them where they'll fold in with us, because we don't want to pull off because we have to get there by noon. But we're going to have them fold in with us. I'll call the leads when we're almost there. They'll fold in, get on the freeway with us, and then go all the way to Battle Mountain, pull off just before we get into Battle Mountain, and then we'll put our big flags up, because we'll just be doing the window flags on the way there.
And that is May 15th.
Yes.
Where can people go to find out more information?
nvgrassroots.com, or they can contact me at nvgrassrootspatriots@yahoo.com. And I don't know if you want me to give my phone number out, but
that's totally up to you. But let me tell you, it's 2 weeks away. We're going to keep pushing that. I'm going to have you talk about it again, and we'll make sure that it's huge. You know, let's celebrate Nevada finally, and celebrate the people not only taking control of their counties, but taking control of their lives constitutionally as well. So,
exactly.
Melanie, thank you for this amazing information. Again, that's nvgrassroots.com. You can find out more information. And Monday, be there, the Washoe County Commissioners, and say, hey, if Lander can do this, we can do it here. Tell Lucy and Vaughn and everybody else to get off their butts, except for Jeannie Herman, because she's the only one who's actually, you know, doing anything positive. So, Melanie, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me today. There goes Melanie Sutton, Nevada Grassroots, nvgrassroots.com. We'll be back right after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Now available for the first time ever, the Lost Looney Tunes sex tapes.
Great horny toad.
Don't forget your rubbers.
There's something screwy around here.
What's up, Doc?
I'm gonna blow you!
Oh, boy. Super and succotash.
This you gotta see to believe.
I think it always helps you to have a romantic ending.
What a night.
Goodbye.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
All right, get that on your calendar. May 15th, we're all heading to Lander County, heading to Battle Mountain to celebrate constitutional freedom. To celebrate our Constitution, our rights, and to celebrate Lander County to show us how it's all done. To show us the difference participating actually makes. Speaking of participating, let's do this. It pays to know News Talk stations 99.1 and 92.3. So, let's have a little contest. If you can answer this question, text the answer to 884-9910 in the next 90 seconds, and you will have a chance to win dinner on us at Tahoe Tavern and Grill. Amazing place. If you haven't won in the last 30 days. First person to correct or text the correct answer to this question. Mr. Biggs, Mr. J. Biggs, my buddy, is going to give you your first report on traffic in Northern Nevada on 99.1 and 92.3 this afternoon. What time will that be? within a, you know, couple minutes. What time does he give that first traffic report on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk? Text the answer to 991 FM Talk, or text the answer to 884-9910 right now, and you pick up that gift certificate to Tahoe Tavern and Grill, courtesy of the Monica J Show and 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be back.
We'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's lousy.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole.
Quack.
Right through my pocket and into my skin.
Meep, meep.
Come on in.
We lead local talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
It is live and local. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Whatever you want to talk about today. 884-9910. It's, of course, a beautiful Friday out. And, wow. Just can't say any more than that. Why are you sitting indoors? Why are you worrying about a mask? Why are you worrying about a vaccination that is not a real vaccination? To get out and enjoy your life. Get the kids out this weekend. Make plans for next weekend, the weekend after that. If you don't, then what happens to the future? It's the Monica J. Show. 884-9910. What's on your mind today? As we congratulate nobody. Sorry about that. I guess that was a tough question. A lot of people were getting close to the answer of 315, but didn't actually hit it. So we will we'll make sure that we have great prizes next week as well. And give you a chance to know your radio stations. Now, Karen, thank you for sending me this. I did not know this. Hi, Monica. Karen here with National Day of Prayer. As you probably know, National Day of Prayer is next Thursday, 5-6. We'd like to invite you to join us Thursday morning here at Nevada House of Prayer for a prayer breakfast that begins at 9 a.m. to 10:30. We'll head over to the Capitol at 10:30 and read Nevada Day of Prayer's proclamation and pray over our state and nation. Karen, that is an absolutely beautiful invitation. Thank you so much. I don't think I will be able to accept it because of the time that the show starts and I have to be on the air, but I am there with you. Because I do believe that is something that we need more of. We need to express our faith. We need to be able to say our prayers in public. Pray for more than just ourselves or our family. But pray for our country as well. Because no matter how far we've come in these hundreds of years, we are still a nation that was created under God with Judeo-Christian values. Whether you want to recognize that or not, that's up to you, because that is one of the founding principles of this country. Is your right to your religious expression. But unfortunately, everywhere we turn, every form of religious expression is encouraged, protected, fought for, except for Judeo-Christian values. It's constantly trying to be destroyed. If it were Muslim values, you wouldn't dare touch it. If anything, those values are looked upon as people want more. They want Sharia law. They want no-go zones for any other faiths. Imagine doing that in the name of Christianity. It's very odd why the fight of this going on. Because they know that if these Christian values, if the Christian morals are diminished, are removed, are taken away, then once again, that is the fall of this country from within, just as much as if Marxism or communism takes over. Rid people of their faith, rid people of their religion, and you take over. I did not know this, but the Peace Officers Memorial actually is that same day. So we need to, you know, one big fabulous day on May 6th in Carson City. I don't know. Maybe I have to do my show out there live on the streets. Maybe that's important. Because being able to pray in school, to be yourself, to show your faith, is very important. And I know I'm going to twist a lot of you-know-whats on this and upset a lot of people, but the churches have been infiltrated because they were told to be infiltrated. If you listen to pastors, priests, fathers, ministers, more and more, they're not teaching gospel. They're not teaching morality. They're preaching socialism. They're teaching the propaganda of Black Lives Matter. They're preaching the propaganda of breaking the law. Yes, we want aid and comfort for all of those who have less. But that doesn't mean that you break the laws of this country by entering this country to seek help. And churches are creating sanctuaries for criminals. It's as simple as that. Speaking of creating sanctuaries for criminals, I would like you to remember a name, because I'm sure you're going to hear it more. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez. He's the Harris County Sheriff in Texas. Why do you need to remember that name? Because he is Joe Biden's pick to head up ICE. Why is this a big deal? Because he is flat out opposed to Immigration and Customs Enforcement of the laws of this land. He's opposed to raids to deport illegal immigrants who have removal orders. He's opposed to it. Why would a law-abiding sheriff be opposed to upholding the law? Infiltration? Well, Biden had to find just the right person. And he found it in Democrat Ed Gonzalez. I'd start calling your legislators now and letting them know that this person is not an acceptable, no way, shape, or form acceptable person to serve as the Immigration Customs Enforcement Director. I do not support hashtag ICE raids that threaten to deport millions of undocumented immigrants, the vast majority of whom do not represent a threat to the U.S. The focus should always be on clear and immediate safety threats, not others who are not threats. HSCO Texas does not participate. So just breaking the law of coming into this country is not of concern for this sheriff. In the last 2 months, we've seen the most dangerous of Honduran gangs cross the border, MS-13 members. We've seen nationalists from all types of terrorist countries, from Iran, from Russia, from China, illegally crossing that border. We have seen drugs escalate in just the time that Biden said a few words on a Bible and thought he was taking an oath of office. This country is in danger. And this is the type of person that they want holding the keys to the gate. Because it's just going to get worse. At some point in my day, at some point in my career, I would love to say it's smooth sailing from here on out. But it seems like every day I have to come to you and say, you know what? We're not at the precipice yet. We're not at the worst possible point yet. Because we're not. But I am going to make it a little bit sweeter for you. So, 884-9910. Because I got a lot of these to give away because I was sick last week and wasn't able to do it. Callers number 3 and 4 right now at 884-9910, you are going to get my favorite sweet treat from the chocolate shop just in time for Mother's Day. And that is chocolate-covered strawberries. I don't think they're, except for dark chocolate walnuts and almonds, I don't think there's anything better than chocolate-covered strawberries. That is the most amazing way to get your fruit. And your chocolate together. So the toppings of your choice, it's a $25 value. They have to be picked up between May 7th and 9th only because, like I said, these are fresh, handmade, chocolate-dipped strawberries just in time for Mother's Day. So callers number 3 and 4, you're the winners at 884-9910. Good luck to you.
Here's another entry in A Lady's Home Journal.
I think one of my favorite sounds in life is the sound of my husband emptying the dishwasher. It's a rare sound, but always enjoyed. My favorite part? When he asks, "Where does this thing go?"
That was another entry in A Lady's Home Journal.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here, and big congratulations going out to Catherine from Fallon and Steve from Carson, who both picked themselves up that gift certificate to the Chocolate Shop. That's right, the Chocolate Shop in glorious Gardnerville. We appreciate. We have more to give away tomorrow, but for all of our winners today, thank you not only for listening, but not tomorrow, on Monday. Sorry about that. So I got so many people going out of my ear. And so on Monday, we'll resume the giveaways and all that good stuff. But thank you to everybody who was listening today and who participated in the contest. And to give you the answer to the Know Your Radio Station, 315. So remember that in the future. 3:15 is when Jay Biggs starts the traffic reports in the afternoon. That's the second time we've asked that question, second time I've given you the answer, and the second time we still haven't had a winner on that. So we will get that Tavern Grill, Tahoe Tavern Grill gift certificate given away at some point. Thanks for being here today. It's Friday. I hope you enjoy your weekend and get out and just have some absolute fun. Hate to leave you with the poll question that is so negative, but you make life what it is. So is it a waste of taxpayer dollars to address social issues of the past in the legislature, such as AB 88, the Sundowner Bill? As tribal chairman Sorrell Smokey put it, who's pushing for the change, it's a living piece of historical trauma. Historical trauma. You know, I respect everything in the Native American culture, you know, from the beliefs of where we come from the desecration of lands, from the reservations, you know, for our Paiute tribes here, for the Washoe tribe. But there is something seriously wrong if you are considering a siren a living piece of historical trauma. It doesn't sound anymore. It's not that history anymore. When you hang on to that pain, you're the one hanging on to that pain. Don't let things like that have power over you. When you let trauma have power over you, you will not get over anything, and you will not make anything better for anybody in the future. Take that siren and turn it into a positive that it is now used for emergencies to alert the community to disaster, to earthquake, to fire, to flood. If you hang on to the trauma, that's all you do. And we don't get past anything. We've come so far, yet for some reason, a certain entity just wants us living in the darkest, worst part of our pasts. And not celebrating the future, not celebrating the positive, not celebrating coming together as a nation, as Americans. Not Indian Americans, not Native Americans, not Mexican Americans, not Irish Americans, as Americans. To build what we want and what we dream of for this country. The dream of our founding fathers doesn't have to be over. But we have to move forward at some point. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for being here. I'll be back with you on Monday with all kinds of great goodies. Until then, enjoy and love your weekend.